Another thing about Social Security disability insurance income, and you can look at page 7 of the paper for further detail. So you're going to be receiving a monthly cash assistance from this program if you are eligible for it. And the amount of cash benefit that you receive is going to be linked into how much was paid into the system by the worker. The disability here, to qualify for this program, you have to be totally disabled, and the disability has to be permanent in nature. So it can't be something that you're going to be recovering from months or, you know, less than a year down the road. And if you receive this Social Security disability insurance income, it links the recipient to Medicare. And we'll talk about that in a moment. There's not an income or a resource limit to this benefit program. It's non-means tested. That means that if our beneficiary is very wealthy and has you know, savings or money in retirement funds or whatever, they're not going to count that against the beneficiary to determine eligibility. So it doesn't matter if they're very wealthy or very poor, or even if they have you know, other passive income that's coming in. But of course, if they are earning income, then that would cause them to be ineligible, because that's the clue that they're perhaps not disabled. There's some minimum income they can continue to earn and still be determined disabled, and that amount changes from year to year. So remembering that if we're eligible for SSDI, this monthly cash assistance program, because we worked and paid into the system, it links us up to Medicare as the health provider. Medicare is a federal health insurance program. And the way I see it, it's based on an 80-20 plan. You know, in many situations, Medicare picks up 80% of the cost. And if you have a Medicare supplement, also known as a Medigap insurance policy that you pay for privately on a monthly basis with a premium amount, then that picks up the 20% that Medicare doesn't pay. You're eligible for this Medicare program when you turn 65, you are eligible for Medicare. And if you find yourself eligible for SSDI before that, and once you've received SSDI for 2 years, then you'll also be linked to the Medicare program. There are a few exceptions for SSDI recipients who have catastrophic illnesses, where that 24-month waiting period is eliminated and they're able to jump on to Medicare benefits upon receiving SSDI. So with any health insurance, there are lifetime limits to Medicare. There's co-pays, there are premiums, there are deductibles, just like with any health insurance insurance policy. It also is worthy to note that Medicare doesn't cover 100%. You know, that Medigap insurance policy is important to purchase to cover the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. The other thing that I try to remind clients as I'm counseling them is that Medicare doesn't have a long-term care component to it. Many clients come in to the office thinking that they'll be eligible for Medicare when they turn 65 or when they're able to prove up this disability claim, and that will give them the long-term care benefits that they so desire. But it doesn't. There's not a real long-term care component to Medicare. If you're in a hospital for 3 nights and you're on Medicare, and you're in a hospital for 3 nights, and then discharged to a skilled nursing facility, Medicare will pick up a certain number of days at that skilled nursing facility with a limit to it of up to 100 days. And then there'll be a copay after 20 days that can either be paid by your Medigap insurance policy, or it can be paid for with out of pocket. So there's no true long-term care component to Medicare. Once again, when I said that, you know, the client might not be eligible for a means-tested governmental benefit program now, you may have a client who's eligible for SSDI and Medicare, but you want to look to the future and determine how would their long-term care needs be met, knowing that Medicare is not going to meet that. What other governmental benefit program might be there? And we're not going to delve into it today. Perhaps Christine and Clyde will talk about it later on this morning. But one of those programs is long-term care Medicaid, and it's going to have, it's means tested. And so it's going to have asset and income limits and categorical requirements that you have to meet, but it's really the only governmental benefit program that does provide true long-term care. Something to remember if you're have a client who comes in who's on SSDI and Medicare, or maybe on retirement Social Security benefits, none of those are means tested, but they've been diagnosed with an illness where perhaps they'll be wanting to access that long-term care Medicaid program in the future.